listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this is a super busy week. We have Venus shifting into Sagittarius, which is a big movement that we'll all definitely feel. And we also have Mercury going retrograde. We have a full moon in Gemini, and there's quite a few big, powerful aspects that we'll definitely be feeling between Mars and Uranus. It's in opposition. And there's lucky stuff too, like the day that Mercury retrogrades, we've got a lovely trine between Jupiter and Neptune. So what we're going to most probably... especially us sensitive ones. What the time I think now is to be grounded in your own philosophy and able to be open-minded to all different kinds of beliefs and ideas and situations and circumstances that could possibly be really good to change your life. So Venus on Friday, Venus will move into Sagittarius. And shortly after, we'll have the opposition between Mars, which is the planet of aggression and self-assertion and war. And it's a very, like, I just got to go energy. And it can be, when it's connected to Uranus, which can also be a very unpredictable, both of them can be quite unpredictable, there is likely violent outbreak. So it could be, you know, an earth change kind of situation with an earthquake or, you know, accident, we're more prone to accidents and stuff because we're like rushing around, which is usually when accidents happen, is when you're like in a snit about something and rushing around and you stub your toe or, you know, you put your back out suddenly, and it's all just kind of a wonderful mix of timing. And then we have the consequence. So with on Friday with the Mars opposition Uranus energy, you'll feel it coming up probably for a day or two, and just be sure to be very thoughtful and grounded, and don't put yourself in dangerous situations. Like make sure that you could even avoid driving. That would be a great thing to do. It's the kind of day where if you stay home, you might fall off a ladder. No, that's terrible. But like it is, we're accident prone that day. And depending on your nature, like if you're an Aries and you're always kind of storming around, you're even more, you know, because Mars is also your ruling planet, you would be more prone to it. So just be careful to be very grounded and thoughtful and, you know, ready for anything, because anything can happen, which is like how life really is. That same day that we have a lovely, it's really nice. The energy going from Scorpio into Sagittarius is a huge relief, because Venus in Scorpio, it's very difficult and ponderous and sad and even grief-stricken and complicated. And so Venus doesn't like that. Venus likes beauty and joy and peace and harmony and like lovely things and luxury. So it being in Sagittarius is quite difficult. So we're all going to feel a nice big shift as the Venus moves into Sagittarius. We'll feel less attached. We'll feel more adventurous. Our thoughts and ideas and belief systems can expand, and our education suddenly will become really curious and want to find answers to interesting questions. So it's much less ponderous and more enjoyable for sure. So that happens on Friday too. The next day we have the infamous Mercury retrograde, which is definitely, like, I've been watching Mercury go retrograde for like 23 years or something now. And it really does, even though we'd like to say that it's just hogwash or superstition, we are affected by this energy. And somehow, it's like some kind of magic I don't even understand. But we are all kind of tuned into the same energetic pathways. And so we're going to experience Mercury go retrograde on the planet. And there is theories that because it's so leaden, that it actually does cross the lines and cause technology, electronics, anything kind of automated, how we transport ourselves, communication, it's how our thought processes go. So it when it slows down and goes retrograde, it definitely is a time for us to review, rework, reorder, reorganize, try to figure out what the last 3 months meant. And it goes retrograde every 3 months for 3 weeks, which they figured out actually is exactly how much human beings sleep compared to being awake 30% of the time. So there is sort of a processing that's necessary before we move on. And Mercury retrograde makes sure that we don't, you know, storm ahead and not realize the details that we needed to realize. It kind of, it bungles things up, and there's a lot of different snafus that keep us kind of tangled. But it can also be great for bringing back past relationships, like past connections that you've had with other people, oftentimes like sparking up old friendships that had gone dormant, or old relationships of any kind. It can also bring lost things. If you've lost something, Mercury retrograde will like find it for you. Suddenly you're like, oh, there it is, just suddenly. So there are like benefits to it too, especially if you go into, you know, a meditative, contemplative, kind of orderly kind of Virgo state where you're looking at all the details and not necessarily trying to launch or initiate or, you know, activate something new, but rather focusing on what you need to complete and keep in order before you go on to the next stage. So keep that in mind. Mercury will be retrograde from the 2nd of December to the 22nd of December. And this is also a time when you don't want to buy electronics or, you know, anything, automobiles, computers. Like, do it before the end of this week. Yes, definitely do it before the end. Like, you got like 3 days to go out and buy electronics. And that's even cutting it close because there is the shadow period where Mercury starts to slow down and not move forward, which we kind of are going to be in from around the 1st. Let me see. Actually, the 30th, it'll start to do that. So we basically got 2 days where Mercury won't be affecting our purchases in the electronics department. So keep that in mind and make sure you keep your receipts, most definitely, if you end up buying something or signing a contract or whatever in Mercury retrograde. The full moon we have on the Sunday, so it's super busy few days coming up this weekend, like action-packed with shifts and changes and energy. The same, before the full moon, I just want to say that there is a lovely trine between Jupiter, which is the planet of luck and expansion, and, well, it can be gluttony too, and actually trine with Neptune, you could be prone to escapist activities as well, like some, you know, drug use or just be careful, especially like nowadays you keep hearing about, especially in the part of the world I'm in, fentanyl overdoses, and all of a sudden, people who were happily doing their heroin are now like easily dying from fentanyl. And fentanyl is actually a pharmaceutical drug. And there is a little town in Washington, and I'm in British Columbia, so I'm just a few minutes from the border, so it's very close to me. There's a little town that's actually suing a pharmaceutical company. It's called Everett, Washington. You can Google it. And it's suing the pharmaceutical company because the whole town is hooked on fentanyl. It's like a drug like epidemic. It's like, you know, the mom who twisted her ankle hiking had to have some painkillers and now she's hooked on those painkillers, or they won't give her the painkillers so she's finding them on the street, and heroin's cheaper than the fentanyl. So it's this crazy like overtaking of this drug in this tiny little town. So the town is actually going to sue this pharmaceutical company for leaking the drug into the population, which, you know, it's pretty odd that all of a sudden all these people are dying. I mean, overdoses always happen, but now they're happening at like an astronomical rate. So it's a very interesting phenomenon to keep an eye on. So don't go, you know, getting street drugs. It's probably a good lesson. Do not be, you know, be careful, because things like addiction and overdose are very common and easily slipped into. Especially Neptunian energy is very like, it's kind of like an escapist energy because it's so sensitive, and the real world is a harsh place. So getting hooked on drugs or I'm not going to use that word. I'm going to cut that one right out. Using alcohol to kind of numb your pain and drug yourself and just kind of, that's also an addiction. And Neptune can be the ruler of that too. So just be careful. Use the energy of Jupiter trine Neptune on Saturday to tap into your creative nature, to write a song or make some poetry or, you know, just do something creative and expressive. Even, you know, write up all your Christmas cards and do it with a little whimsy and flair. Something that is tapping into the altruistic and benevolent nature of both planets, but also very, you know, healthy. It's a healthy expression of that energy rather than escapist. So also then we have on the 3rd, the full moon at exactly 7:47 a.m. PST. So that is a full moon in Gemini, and it's going to be opposing the Sagittarius sun. So every full moon opposes the sun, and it's the opposite sign. So with the Gemini moon, we'll be, our thoughts, our minds will be very curious and lively and quick. And with Sagittarius there, the Sagittarius sun wants the big picture, the total truth. And it has a sense of like that there must be a total truth, that this is the right way. And it can be associated with being super self-righteous and kind of preachy and bossy, because it really honestly believes, the Jupiter Sagittarian energy really believes that it is right, and it's tricky for it not to act on that. But with Gemini, Gemini knows, and that's what our moon is, Gemini knows that there's so many different truths and so many different ways of being, and it's very flexible and open-minded and able to see all different angles and all different things. And it likes, like a butterfly, just to kind of touch down on every topic just a little bit. So they're opposites in that way. And you might be feeling like the pull to make some sort of conclusion, to come to some sort of conclusion or ultimate truth. And then also, but wait a minute, there's all these other options. So the push-pull of the opposition is what kind of makes people a little crazy around full moons. So, and it also, full moons expose to us what is in our subconscious mind. So the sun shining the light onto the moon is kind of showing us what's going on in our inner psyche. And that is also kind of makes people crazy sometimes, because human beings spend a lot of time repressing whatever it is they're feeling in their psyche and have come with, you know, come up with all kinds of ways to do it. So with this full moon, it kind of opens up, you know, the dark corners and shows you what might not be being dealt with properly. So, you know, it to do with communication, possibly kind of friendship, and your comings and goings might be very highlighted right now. It also depends where that full moon will show up in your chart. So make sure you figure that out, because you can see the area of your life. Is it going to happen in your family area? Is it going to happen in your career or in your health and routines? Like it helps to know. So also on the full moon day, there is the sun squaring Neptune, and then the moon also squaring Neptune, because they're in the same position opposite. And that is, there's the Neptune energy again. So this weekend is heavily influenced by Neptune, and that would be a real kind of, it's very different energy. A square is a very, like, two energies that just don't do things the same way. They're very, like, not quite just obvious opposites, but just so different, they probably would never even hang out because they just don't get each other. So that's kind of going on with this energy. The Neptune energy might be trying, you know, it shows by, it kind of takes us where we need to go by dissolving things and making an illusion, or you're not quite seeing things clearly. And that's how it kind of influences us. That's how it changes reality or helps us change reality. So it can cause us to be very escapist, very sleepy, very ineffectual, just very confused and bumbling, which, you know, is irritating when you're trying to get something done. But it can also serve the purpose of keeping you sort of going in the right direction, even though you don't know you're going in the right direction, or like just bringing in thoughts. That's a wonderful use of it, is that it affects our connection to the cosmos, to experiencing spirit guides or otherworldly kind of experiences, angels, and knowing Neptune knows that this is not the only reality. Neptune knows that there is so much more going on in all the different layers, and we can't quite tap into them, but it lets us know and helps us to tap into them. So it could be a productive day in the sense of actually getting some sort of inspirational writing done, or writing down, like writing keeps coming to mind because of the Gemini energy, which is ruled by Mercury, and very good at communicating and writing and, you know, using their skills to persuade. So if there's something that you need to use your communication skills or your creative skills for, that the full moon would be one to tap into for that, for sure. To be like honest, you know, with the Sagittarius sun, honest self-expression, being who you are. Sagittarians will will really be there to hear anybody's honesty because they really want to be able to dish it out all the time. So if you have a Sagittarius in your life, you can be honest with them and they will respect you and appreciate it no matter what you say. So that could be happening too, where you're being called to be more truthful. Sagittarius is very, very honest and truthful, and Gemini can be really slippery and deceitful. So those two energies are all, it's all at play right now. So kind of look around your own life and tap into, you know, setting your intentions and releasing what you don't need. Full moons are wonderful because as the moon shrinks, it takes away whatever you're releasing. So release any attachments or outworn relationships or communication styles or habits or belongings or situations, anything that you should release to move to the next level. Make sure you intend to do that and write it down and maybe burn it in a little fire in a candle outside where you don't burn anything. And make sure that you just kind of let the universe know this is what you're doing. This is my intention. Because our intentions are the most powerful thing we have. So that is the full moon on Sunday. And so that's really the biggest, most important things for the week, which is a pretty big week. So I do hope that you make the most of it. If you have any questions or even if you'd like to know where the full moon will land in your birth chart, feel free to get in contact with me. You can reach me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Many blessings.